Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Yes, although you probably are not taking a holiday, the markets are on holiday today. U.S. markets closed for the national Juneteenth holiday. Electronic markets will open at 7 p.m. tonight. In the meantime, weather models remain very inconsistent and more varied and less trustworthy than usual. But hot and dry this week is likely. That might send grain markets out of the chute like a cannon tomorrow morning. Or maybe not. Getting lots of reports of armyworms, grasshoppers, and other pests, and weeds. And Wednesday this week, the first multi-year numbers for the refined fuel standard will be announced. So lots of dynamics pushing the markets, just not today. Last Friday, we sat down with Al Kleiss of Kleiss Commodities and talked about the dynamics of last week's markets.
We're seeing dry conditions continue in the central and eastern Corn Belt. They trade corn futures at the Chicago Board of Trade, so the traders there really watch the crop conditions, weather forecast for the I states, Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa. And those areas now have been dry for about 6 weeks. I know in our listening area, western Minnesota, North Dakota, we have some concerns about dry weather. But, man, the focus right now is on what they think yields will be in those crucial main Corn Belt states. Yeah, we did see one of the things that had a little fuel to the fire on Thursday morning. We always get the updated maps on the U.S. Drought Monitor, and that showed 57% of the corn production area and 51% of the soybean production area in the U.S. And that's a lot of land, and that is under some form of D1 or D2 drought category. First, just look even at last week. That a pretty impressive week. We're up 36 cents a bushel in nearby corn here this week, and most of the rally, because of the weather scare, was out in new crop. We were up about 60 cents a bushel, so we're right back up, testing resistance in the December contract at 597, and that's right. We ran into a lot of chart resistance last March, and we're testing it. I think if the forecasts are right, we might blast through that. Nearby July soybeans, 80 cents higher on the week. We're 1386 last week, 1466 this week. Wheat, Chicago, up 58 cents for the week, 48 cents higher on Minneapolis wheat, 44 cents better on the July KC wheat. So it's been a very active week, and the energy market, stock market, were also higher. A lot lower than we were a year ago. So, I mean, it kind of gives you a perspective sometimes. The long-term charts are where I think I really specialize. But a year ago this week, we were at 7.68 on nearby corn, so we're about $1.40 below that. A year ago right now, 16.70 on beans. So year to year, we're about $2 a bushel lower than we were. And wheat, Chicago wheat last year closed out the week at 10.22. So even though we had an impressive up week, we're still down over $3 a bushel in all the different wheat futures contracts. So it's been a real roller coaster this year. This third week of June is kind of a key important time to watch, and it's turning out to be that way again this year. The cost of carrying beans now are nearly 8 or 9 cents per bushel per month. So if you store them for a year, you better pick up $1 a bushel or you're just working to pay the banker. Yeah, we've been doing this about the last 6 years. We've learned a lot doing that. We've had really good results, and people need to either be a customer or taking a trial subscription. So it's really a good time to go to our website or give our office a call and get a 30-day free trial. And we survey farmers. We'll have 900 responses across the entire Corn Belt. Even a few customers from Canada send their information in. Unfortunately, we can't use them. But for the farmers that participate in the survey, we'll send you our results and strategies based on our results ahead of that June 30th crop report. We do not sell this data to anyone else. We do not make it available to the Dow Jones Wire Service, Reuters, anybody else. And I think that's why we've had good information, because it's from farmers that trust us to take their information, not relay it on, and then provide the our results of our survey and some suggested strategies. So it's been a great way that we can help our customers. And the more people we can get in, including all of your listeners, the better it is. You can go just to our website, KleissCommodities.com, or call us toll-free, 888 888- 845-2855.
This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the weather. We'll be right back.